Right now, though, we turn our attention to the High Sierra. Wilderness areas are known for isolated beauty and the feeling of peace that hikers and horsemen experience there. There's no cars, few roads, and only horsemen, horses, and hikers can enter the areas. But as FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports, that could soon change if a bill that's now in Congress becomes law.
When Craig Bowden isn't teaching 8th graders language arts, he's out riding. We're on the mountain bike trail at Woodward Park in North Fresno.
So how do we take this corner down here?
When you're taking a corner, you typically will want to have your outside foot down. Okay. So the pressure's on the outside.
Bowden is president of the group Central California Off-Road Cyclists. They host bike rides, teach riding skills, and hold cleanups along trails in the region. Bowden says he likes the Woodward Park course and others near Bass Lake, but wishes there were more places to ride.
I just love riding. So we'll come out to Woodward Park. We'll ride around the neighborhood if we can't get out of the house too much. But what we really love is getting up in the mountains where there are trails for cyclists.
That's why he's in favor of H.R. 1349, a bill introduced into Congress earlier this year by Republican Tom McClintock. It would amend the Wilderness Act, signed into law in 1964.
We do face an elitist attitude these days that would like to further restrict public access to the public lands. Well, that's not why we set those lands aside.
The Act created the National Wilderness Preservation System, recognized them as places where man himself is a visitor, and banned the use of motorized vehicles and mechanical transport in these areas. If the bill passes, it'll allow biking in the 109 million acres of national wilderness areas in the country. There are 149 areas like this in California alone. McClintock says it'll also allow things like strollers, non-motorized wheelchairs, game carts, and wheelbarrows in these places.
Mountain bikes, horses, and hikers all coexist on trails throughout the public land, so I think it's absurd to contend that they're perfectly compatible on BLM or national forest land, but are completely incompatible in the wilderness areas.
Ted Stroll is the president of the group behind the bill. He says the Sustainable Trails Coalition would like to work with agencies that run wilderness areas to incorporate bikes in a sustainable way.
We don't want a blanket permit, despite the seemingly broad language of H.R. 1349. None of us expect mountain bikers the entire John Muir Trail through the Sierra Nevada in the summer.
Still, the bill doesn't include any instructions on how agencies should incorporate bikes and other non-motorized wheeled devices into them.
Now, admittedly, by being so terse, it does bring up the question whether this would allow for a blanket reauthorization of mountain biking, even if Sustainable Trails Coalition does not want that.
Stroll says that could change as it moves through Congress. But not everyone loves the idea of allowing bikes into wilderness areas. Mark Larrabee with the Pacific Crest Trail Association says bikes will distort the intent of the Wilderness Act.
Injecting more people into them more quickly on bicycles really goes against what the framers of the Wilderness Act had in mind. We're trying to keep them the way they are so that future generations have the ability to walk in there.
He says there's a certain untouched feeling found in wilderness areas and that the addition of bikes on trails will disturb that peace. He says these areas are important for clean air, water, biodiversity, wildlife.
And frankly, they're important for humans. And yes, bikes are a form of recreation. But when you add the speed and ability of a bicyclist, you inject a huge potential for a huge group of people in that backcountry. And it changes the character of the backcountry.
A lot of horsemen also dislike the idea of sharing the backcountry with bike riders. Randy Rasmussen is the president of the group Backcountry Horsemen of America.
There can be terrible accidents with horse-biker conflicts. Horse riders who aren't expecting to come across mountain bikes, if it's done under certain circumstances, around a corner or down a hill in fast fashion, there's not time to react.
Back at Woodward Park, Craig Bowden is moving through an obstacle course of bumps and jumps. When he stops, he says he has a simple solution to alert hikers and horses on the trail. A little bell attached to the handlebars.
Horses have that very keen sense of hearing. And so what we've done is we put bells on our bikes so that when we're riding, either uphill or downhill or cross country, the bells are dinging and it gives that horse a warning well ahead of time so that we don't sneak up on them.
Bowden says groups like his don't just want to open wilderness areas and bike all over them. He says they want to work with the proper agencies and maybe even create specific trails for bikes. But that language isn't apparent in the bill that would amend the Wilderness Act. As of right now, it's in the early stages and still has to move through the House and the Senate before it would reach the president's desk. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.